Speaking of shysters and shonks, while I was on leave, I was contacted by my office to reveal that Matthew Murdoch Mills had gone to the Gosford local court and spoken to a registrar seeking another AVO against me. 7 years after the previous AVO was dismissed in the Blacktown City Court at great cost to my organisation, $108,000. We were awarded costs. We've never seen a bean from this bloke who now lives in some sort of homeless village in Newcastle, I'm told. The basis, I haven't seen the basis for the AVO, but he says I'm having sex with his ex-wife. Well, given I don't know who his ex-wife is, that's highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. But I've got a report today that's most disturbing about this fellow, and I've asked the police to intervene because I think he might be fixated on me, because what I've tried to do on this program is identify the bloke as being a danger to the community. Remember I told you that he was pretending to be a psychologist on the central coast of New South Wales? And he went to a local doctor's surgery and said, look, I'll come and work with you, you bulk bill and pay me. He purported to be someone known as Dr. Charlie McPherson. He's not. He's now living in a shelter, I'm told, at Carrington in Newcastle. He's told people there that he's taken an AVO against me because I'm sleeping with his ex-wife. He's told people there that he knows Ellen DeGeneres quite well, and she phoned him 2 weeks ago to invite him on the program. Now, I don't know how the registrar allowed this all to continue, but I've now got to go to court on July 27 to answer this ridiculous personal AVO put on me by this bloke. It hasn't been granted, it's been sought. But, I mean, we had that discussion while I was away of this bloke who killed these poor kids at West Pennant Hills, and AVAs and all the rest of it being put in place. The whole system needs a shake-up. It didn't offer any protection to those children, and now you've got a lunatic like this bloke going, wasting the court's time, my money, and he's got no money, so he's not wasting any of his money. He's unemployed, seeking a PAVO against me, personal apprehended violence order, because I'm allegedly sleeping with his wife. The place has gone mad.